I have never even listened to a podcast. And now I am one, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a strange thing. The fact is, I never listened to public radio either, though. So
that didn't slow you down.
Yeah, especially when I was on it. Who wants to review all that? You know, I get enough of that around the house. I don't need to hear any more of me. But I'll tell you, the only odd thing is that something that happened on one of our shows, one of our final shows. Anyhow, they expect me to be swearing on the show. There was a little incident with John. John was interviewed by the paper. He made a little comment. And unlike everyone else who begins a sentence with so...
I begin it with shit.
Did it again. I can't. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We can do that now. Yeah. Now you could begin a sentence with shit. But at the time, it was almost impossible. And public broadcasting, people, you know...
It was an interview.
Hackles went up.
It was an interview off the air. It wasn't...
I know, but I kept citing it on the air as the problem. So maybe it wasn't your fault so much. But as a result of that controversy, which didn't go, because they dropped in your little thing there. Oh, you can't say that on public radio, right?
Yep.
Could you do one of those?
Well, you can't say that on public radio, one of those.
Yeah, very nice. Let's do that here, too. If I say something, would you just say that over it? If you hear it, an expletive coming
must
out.
Must I?
No, I don't know. I miss it. And we did that about 7 or 8 or 10 times, maybe at the most, because I like the sound of that, you know. But, it does offend the laws of man, God, and the FCC, so you can't do it. But people assume that I must have been just longing to say an obscenity for 31 years. You know, like they were just brimming up inside of me, like I wanted to just rip a few off. And I do rip them off around the house. My wife is here. Ask her. You know, if you accidentally leave your hand inside the dishwasher when you close it. Fair enough, right? If you're driving, a steady stream, because people are driving while listening to podcasts. And, those are the only situations there. Or a cup of coffee in the crotch. But that's the autonomous nervic system. That is not even me speaking. You know, in that McDonald's cup of coffee. By the way, the lids always eject before they hit your crotch. Did you notice that? They must build them that way. Because the lid saves itself. You get the whole cup on your crotch. And what you say then is, really, you're not saying it. Something inside of you. Something dear to you is saying it. So, okay, that's when I do it. But not on the air. I mean, I'm not a shock jock. I many of those words, I don't on the air, I don't even pronounce them properly. Fook you? I mean, who says that? It's the German. It's the German in me. And I've never done it on the air. I mean, in on purpose. Although, once I was at an entomologist or an etymologist, whichever the right one is, on the air one time, and I asked, "Have you ever heard of anything like the bird shit butterfly?" That my brother Arthur and I watched fly off the fender of a 55 Nash at Uptown Motors in Milwaukee. We were there, and he was a bird shit. What do you call a bird shit? A bird poop? I don't think so. It's a bird shit. Okay. And it was there on the fender, and we didn't think anything of it, of course. We were there trying to steal, you know, hubcaps or something from the lot. And it flew off. And it became a legend in our family. Arthur, you know, chased it and he impaled it and put it in a cigar tube. My dad's cigar tubes, and my mom threw it out as soon as she could. So we could never verify what it was. So I had an entomologist on the air, so I asked him, I said, you know, is there such a thing as a bird shit butterfly? And he said, yes, but we don't call them that. And it's a moth. All right, so big deal. But when I said it on air, then at that time we didn't have you to say that. You can't say that. You can't say bird shit butterfly on the air. It's not one of the seven words. I mean, I consider it to be one word. Bird shit butterfly, it's a phrase. It's the Latin name for it, really, actually. And so, stations are going and saying we're going to lose our license and all that stuff. And it was perfectly honest and unintentional. It was a pursuit of intellectual pursuit for me. I was pursuing intellectual pursuit. And it was cultural. You know, that's the way we talk in Milwaukee. We would, if you saw something, we'd say, oh, is that a Pritchett butterfly? Wouldn't you? What would you say? That bird dung just flew away. No, you're not going to say that. That's a, my God, Pritchett butterfly. Cows can fly, but...
Why can't I?
Yes. So, all right, that's what I did. And so I'm innocent, and I claim innocence, and I was not trying to slip a shit in, or you know, that thing in the four disclaimers, let shit on your hands, let someone else have a chance for change. No, it was not in there to try to get people to say that for all those years, or when I do the occasional sit and sip schlitz 10 times fast. Okay. So I was just saying, don't expect any of that kind of shit on this show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let me ask you this then. What do you know?
And now, live from Madison, Wisconsin's High Noon Saloon, cold beer, hot music, nothing wrong with that, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Brought to you by Boru Keem's Oriental Rugs of Madison. Once you go Bijar, you never go back. Persian, BIJAR.com. Tell Albert Michael sent you. And by the Wisconsin Greenhouse Company. Sales, installations, lighting, and repairs of whatever you're growing. Check us out at WisconsinGreenhouseCompany.com. To my right are John Tulane, keyboards and offhand remarks. And next to him, a stand-up guy on stand-up bass, Jeff Hammond. Straight ahead, so to speak, Lyle Anderson, who you will get if you call, while I remain most definitely Stephanie Lee. Now center stage once again, the man who never even heard a podcast, and now he is one, Michael Feldman.
Oh yeah. I brought my earbuds though. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much for coming here and joining us. And if you're watching there up on the YouTube. That's pretty weird. Is that the kind of thing you do often? Or what you ever watched anything on YouTube?
I used to have a YouTube channel, Michael. So
oh, you did?
I feel like you're asking the wrong person in the room here.
No, I'm exactly the right person, Stephanie. What was on your channel?
Mostly a lot of random ranting. This was when I was in college. So
okay.
When YouTube
what
first
did you rant
came
about?
Out. I think that once I got accosted on a bus in Chicago and
you
that
did.
Was on there,
yeah.
I think I talked about police brutality
oh, okay.
at the Taste of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
There's videos of me when I hosted a TV show
yes.
in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Really?
It was out there at one point, yep.
Yeah.
A lot of ukulele.
You don't strike me as a ranter.
I think I've grown okay. past that a little bit, but... There's a little bit of anger in there. It doesn't come out a lot.
Yeah. Did you do any like yoga related thing? I know the yoga is.
I did, and then I realized it was a lot of creepy dudes watching those videos, and I stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about the time I stopped watching, I guess. And in all the news that isn't, Melania Trump sues the Daily Mail for saying she was an escort back in Slovenia. But takes a no contest on the sexy time lingerie lady charge. Hispanics for Trump, oh wait, that's singular, says his people have left to their own devices. We put a taco truck on every corner. You probably heard this one. You know, in heaven there is no beer, but there is a taco truck on every corner. Jews for Trump have suspended all activities until outstanding and long-standing bills for legal services have paid. Norwegians for Trump got a whole lot of lefse going on, but darn few's eating it. In another Donald Trump news, in case you want some more, Donald Trump drops a cufflink into the collection basket at a black church in Detroit. May have fallen off. Parishioners are a bit miffed we did not part with the other one, so that was a mixed blessing. Anticipating a real crowd raiser, the WWF will sanction the Trump-Hillary match at the Staples Center. Of course, Hillary only agreed because she thought the WWF was the World Wildlife Foundation. So if she suits up for it. Priced-out user carves EpiPen into steak, drives it through the heart of vampire CEO. I had to practice saying that one. That's kind of a hard sentence to say. The current batch of Hillary emails were late in getting released because she's on AOL dial-up, and she's just now getting mail. So that's why it was long getting on. The iPhone 7 not only has no headphone jack, it has no screen, no case, and has been shrunk the size of a suppository. So any early adopters out there with this picture? Are you wearing your iPhone 7s? Sony offers a $3,200 gold-plated Walkman for any major dude rich enough to listen to Steely Dan on one. There's a joke made for failure. Any major dude? Yeah. Awesome. Awesome reference. Thank you very much. Colin Kaepernick falls off the bench, or was pushed, onto one knee and dazed, proposed to the sideline judge. Or in the Kaepernick saga as it continues. After a class action suit by bacteria, the FDA removes antibacterial soaps from the market. Meanwhile, Mother Teresa is made a saint, despite some controversy over the so-called flying nun miracles. Yes, okay. Rihanna and Drake should get a room. Oh, wait, I have a room, Rihanna. Airbnb for you. Sorry, Drake. All filled up, Badger football season and all. Election boards reassure the public that no voting machines will be hacked without proper hacker ID. So, a seemingly alien signal from deep space, which sounded something like you got a lot of splaining to do, was actually an old I Love Lucy that bounced off the large Magellanic Cloud 1 billion TV seasons away. Creation astronomers say the recent total solar eclipse was a mongoose eating the sun. And they have pictures that look very convincing. Side with them. Vladimir Putin says they just sit around at the Politburo after work and just hack randomly. Could have been the Democrats, could have been Jennifer Lawrence. Doesn't matter to them at the Politburo. A study finds that getting high on cannabis makes you much more likely to conduct a study on cannabis. Uber loses $1.2 billion in the first half of 2016. They will go to surge accounting. And Target reassures customers they don't have to be gender neutral to use the bathrooms. And after a chorus of ewes across the nation, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz withdraws his challenge to Donald Trump to, quote, open his kimono and release his tax returns. And that's all the news. Thank you so much, and good night. All right, this round's on me. It's nice to be back. I thought I'd never see you guys again. Ever.
Really?
Ever.
Oh.
Never,
you know,
ever.
Jeff stopped by your house.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Yeah, I saw him, there. Actually, and I was behind the curtain.
That was you peeking out of the window?
Yeah. I thought he was cruising. I don't know. Why did you do that?
I was in the neighborhood, and I missed you.
You were in the neighborhood? Yeah.
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 I was getting my base work done.
You're always getting your base work done. What does that even mean? Is that a metaphor for something?
There's a shop in
how much work does your base need? I mean, how old is your base?
200 years.
It's 200 years old, so it's had a lot of work.
Almost as old as the show.
Yeah. Right. Wait till the next version of this show. What'll be like? What will the next version of what, you know, what sort of delivery are we going to have?
It's going to be called What Assisted Living.
I like it.
Or no, What Assisted Living?
Yeah. They left me in the lunchroom. They left me in the lunchroom. What? Yes, I was saying, so it's nice to see you guys.
Yes, yeah, it's good
together
to see you,
and
too. Yeah.
What have you been doing in the interim?
Same old stuff. I
nothing?
Moved a stove earlier in the week and by myself, and I hurt my back.
So. Yeah. Did you actually heft it?
No, I was pulling it out of the very confined space so I could spray some ant killer.
Well, how stupid was that, John?
It was pretty stupid. So.
Yeah, and the ants, I bet, are still there.
The ants are still there, yeah.
But your back is gone. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. And Jeff, I know you always stay busy.
Yes.
With those 13 kids of yours, I know there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yes.
His doctor.
You,
his...
Ten, you had 10 more, I guess, since we've been on.
No.
Yes.
His 14-year-old daughter is now in medical school.
That didn't work either.
But no, I know.
I should have given that one here. I put that in here. And in the news, Jeff's 14-year-old daughter is now in medical school. Yes. So kids are doing good? Everything's good?
Yep.
Everything's good?
Thursday.
School started Thursday. That's good. Right? They're all in the upper grades now, right? The youngest one is what?
10 years old.
See? Yep. See how they get old?
Yeah.
What's the point? What's the point of having kids if they become adults at a certain point? My kids are adults now. They're not kids anymore. I still call them my kids, but it's in quotes. It's a euphemism. It's a malapropism. Okay, what I just want to say here really is, what are you going to play now?
Keeping with the theme of the high noon, we got a little tune for you. Because, Michael, you are an old cowhand.
Yippee-i-yo.
One I'm proud of.
You should have let me say, if you had known, I would have worked that out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my theory is you get older, the one thing that gets better is that you can carry some notes that you couldn't carry before.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's any benefit for that?
It's Alzheimer's, I think it's called.
Okay. All right, everything doesn't work out to my advantage, I've noticed. All right, I'm going in the audience here and getting down these stairs here on the stage here, the beautiful High Noon Saloon. And we've got Piers McBride from Clevedon, England, is that right? We met before, you come through here often.
Very often, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we met.
Well, it's not really often then, is it?
Well, it's often enough for me. Yes.
But we never come through Clevedon at all, so that's...
No, you haven't. Yes. We'd be pleased to see you.
Is Clevedon, is it Clevedon? Am I saying that right?
You are indeed, yeah.
What's it famous for?
The world's greatest bowler.
No.
Bowling champion of the world. David Bryant by name. He's well famous.
A bowler? You mean he wears hats?
Green, long green bowler.
Oh, lawn bowling. I thought you meant he was a hatter.
No. He's famous.
Are you a bowler yourself? Is that why that's of him?
No, alas, I'm not. No.
Is it like the Mecca of bowling then, in Clevedon in England?
Yes, it was at one time.
Mm. Not so much anymore?
Not so much anymore. It's dying out. The game's beginning to fall away.
The young people don't care for the lawn bowling?
They don't care for anything. The old people don't care for anything in Cleveland. So that
what? Why do you suppose that is? What is it? It seems to me it's a very attractive.
They're getting older all the time. That's the young people are getting older, so they're no longer young, and that's the, that seems to be the problem.
Yeah, I think we've gone a whole new direction in this conversation. I'm a little metaphorical.
A little bit surreal, this way.
And this is Mrs. McBride?
It is indeed, yes.
Your first name is?
Jenny.
All right.
I'm very well.
How does he convince you to take these trips with him?
We love Madison. We come every year.
So it's like a pilgrimage.
It is a pilgrimage. And we look for your show the first, as soon as we arrive.
Just of course, it wasn't there this time.
It wasn't there last year, no, when we came.
How did you happen to find out about this little barroom brawl?
In the Isthmus, I think, wasn't it? An advertisement somewhere. And we were really pleased because we're going home soon. So.
How did you first discover Madison? Did you take out an ad looking for towns in the Midwest?
Oh, we came here in 2006 to a crime writers' convention. A friend of ours writes crime novels, and she was coming to Madison. And we'd never been to America before, and she said, why don't you come? So we fell in love with her 10 years ago. Mm.
That's absolutely amazing.
What's her name? What's the crime writer's name? What's her name?
Val McDermid.
Is Val McDermid?
Yeah, Val McDermid.
McDermid?
Yeah, and she is a worldwide known crime writer. And I would think people here would know.
Can you tell me a title or two?
Wire in the Blood.
Wire in the Blood.
What do you say, Wire in the Blood, Jim?
I did say Wire.
Wire in the Blood is the answer, ladies and gentlemen. What do we have for the McBride? For knowing Wire in the Blood by Velma Dermott.
Get that old tape cassette player out from the back of the closet and thrill to the sounds of the ironically named John Tulene solo performed by the What Do You Know Trio. And also from Griffin's...
Cassette.
What's that? A cassette player.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be a cassette tape. From Griffin's Pig to the God Particle... I almost said Podgarticle. Sorry. God Particle, you'll find this and more in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you wanted to know.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to see you again. So pleasure to see you. Thank you for coming. McBride's always come to What Do You Know? Wherever it is. In whatever form it takes. DeVoy is here. He was one of the last guests on our last show. And now he wants to be the first guest on the first show of this series. But now he's the second guest, so it's kind of an anticlimax. So it sort of ruins the whole thing. I don't know, but the McBrides were there, and I had to talk to them. You can't ignore them. Can you get through over there? Can you just let him through, please? This is Rick DeVoy.
San Luis
Obispo.
That's right. Last time when you talked to me, you called it San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, I'm trying to show I knew how to say it wrong.
So I'll give you the phonetic spelling.
Yes, still doing the RV delivery?
Oh, yeah.
We got one parked outside here?
No, not today, but last time I drove 2,100 miles from California to see your last show. This time I only drove 1,350 miles from Virginia to Indiana, picked up an RV, took it to Ohio, and then came up here.
Yeah. You didn't know if the show was going to be worth the trouble?
Well, no, I knew it was going to be great.
Yeah.
But after this, I'm going back to Ohio to get an RV to take it to New Mexico, and then from there go back out to San Luis Obispo.
Okay. Right. You don't have to emphasize the Luis. I get it. You know, you put it on here too, Lewis. You put quotes around it. I get it. San Luis Obispo. Do you know who Saint Luis Obispo was?
Pardon me.
Saint was a saint, right? Saint.
Sam. Sam.
Yeah. Which Sam means saint, doesn't it?
Right. Right.
So there must have been a saint named Luis Obispo.
It was one of the 1721 missions in California. Right. It starts from San Diego and goes on up to about Monterey.
Who is St. Louis, though?
Long time old
ball player?
Yeah, there you go.
It was the old days?
Right, yeah.
Big left-hander.
Yes. Well, go ahead.
Yes. Big left-hander.
Oh, big left-hander. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you here. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought come check out your new digs.
Are you a podcast kind of guy? Would you listen to this as a podcast, or are you like the racier kind of things?
No, this is my speed.
Yeah. Do you listen to a podcast right now?
No, but I will listen to this one.
Because I haven't either. I don't know what people are hearing now.
I'm from the old school, so I mean Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, right? That's when it is. Yeah. You don't watch it.
It ain't. Yeah.
Well, when it was, right.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. Great to see you again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for making the trip. He never just goes directly anywhere. He's got to go to three different places. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. What is your shirt is somewhat frightening, however.
It's a friend of mine. He passed away like a couple days ago.
Was he a performer of some sort? Or?
No, he's just a kind of a crazy guy.
Yeah. It's a very frightening shirt. That's true. Oh, yeah, okay, next one. Well, we can do those now if you care to say it.
It says fuck cancer.
Okay, good, okay. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Your name is?
Steve McConnell.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Great. Are you a podcast listener?
Every now and then, I guess.
What do you listen to every now and then?
Garrison Keillor.
Yeah. He's on podcast?
He's done a few. Yeah. The Wobegon, the Tales from Lake of Wobegon.
Okay. All right, okay. That's interesting. But you, however, I bet are an inveterate podcast listener.
No.
No, okay. You, on the other hand, can't get enough podcasts.
Now and again.
Now and again. What do you listen to?
Alec Baldwin's That's the Thing is pretty good.
That's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So he just has...
Alec Baldwin, I don't think I'd want to know what that was.
Just has people from all different walks of life, and he just asks them questions about how they got to do what they do and all that. So,
would you listen to something like this?
Absolutely. I'm here. Listen to it.
Would you listen to it?
Absolutely.
It's in a bar. Obviously, you're going to come here and do it.
Well, you know, sweetens the deal.
And your name?
Alex. Ogden.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're doing just a random survey here of how people actually listen to podcasts. And we also got Sam Castle. Oh, hi. You're right behind me there. Isn't that amazing? I picked out your card. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Your question is what?
How does it feel to be your own boss now?
I hate it. I'm a lousy boss. You know, I work myself mercilessly. I don't have any breaks. I work full days. I've never worked a full day in my life.
But you're always working, but you're always on vacation.
Vacations. You know, I feel guilty about taking a vacation. I take a day off, and I think I should be out fundraising or something. It ruins my whole gig.
I'm sorry.
I've got to be the bad widow boy. Not the boss, you know. It's you have the same problem. You have your own business, right?
Yeah.
You like being your own boss.
No, I kind of feel the same way, but.
What business are you in?
We do event production.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
All right. Thank you very much. Great for being here. I don't know. Do you feel like playing a quiz? Maybe you've gotten over that whole quiz thing. It might be. That's passé too. I don't know. Who here actually feels like if they were on a quiz, it could possibly be a life changer? Nobody? Okay, I'm glad you're honest about it. Yes, you do? Honestly, life changer? I don't know. Can I get this? You go that aisle there. I'll meet you there. About that. Let's see if we can change your life by the simple application of the What Do You Know quiz. I got too many props here. Come over. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. You are?
I'm April Williams.
April?
Yep.
April, we've met before, haven't we?
We have.
Yes.
We have.
Have you been on the quiz before? Because
we have.
Oh, then we can't let you do it again, April. You can't change your, if you change your life again, it could go back to where it was.
Yeah, that was really life-changing. You know, people told me all over. Yeah. I saw you. Or I heard you on the radio, national public.
Yeah, I saw you on the radio, too. Not anymore.
Well, this will be life-changing because this is YouTube is international.
Well, I'll so guys, is it fair for April to be on a second life changing? April, the crowd has spoken. Come on up here, April. And let's see what you can do and how we can. How did we get up here? I don't know. We can go around through you. Thank you very much. You're not using that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's a little cramped here because we got a big band coming up here. And the Jimmies, but it's not on this particular show. So stay tuned for the next edition of the What Do You Know podcast. Yeah, here, work on that if you would.
The emu stayed.
The emu, yeah.
I thought we were going to get rid of that thing.
It'll be a little extra help for me.
He didn't like the show that followed us.
Sure, my ear.
On public radio. So he stayed with Mike Feldman. April. So what are you doing these days, April? Same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah, you don't have to hug that thing while you're, well.
I'll take.
It's kind of warm and cuddly.
Yeah. And what was it you were doing? I forget.
Mostly try to stay out of trouble. Yeah. I do some marketing.
Marketing, that's what it is. Marketing in what form?
Social media, email
social
marketing,
media.
Things like that.
Okay. I'm already been all down because now as a boss I need to know all this. And April, what are you doing this summer? How was it fun? Did you travel a little bit?
It's been a great summer. We just came back from visiting our son in Colorado and our daughter in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Did you stop at any of those little places they have that sell this and that?
This and that? Yes, we did.
You did?
This and that, yep.
Did you get some of this and that?
Yeah, yeah. And stopped.
Did you bring any with you?
No, they don't let you take that on the plane.
Well, they don't? Not even if you put it in your toothpaste tube or something?
I don't know. I'll have to talk. You can give me more tips.
Yeah, okay. So you got a son out in Colorado, and where's the other one?
One son in Colorado, a daughter in Los Angeles, and a son in Algonquin, Illinois.
Well, that's very convenient. Because Algonquin, who goes there anyway? So.
Well, we do.
Okay. There's a lot of good things to do in Algonquin.
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 Yeah.
Tell me one.
There's a beautiful restaurant called Port Edwards. It's been there for 52 years, right on the Fox River. Beautiful place.
Awesome.
And the owner is just a really charming gentleman.
Yeah. He seems to have charmed you.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed Wolowick. He's very, very nice.
Ed Wolowick.
Yeah.
So do you get like a break on the meal now if you go in there?
We've done some trades.
Okay.
Yeah.
April, someone out there calls in with... talk with you and be on the quiz with you if in fact there is someone out there and they can call. Yes, look it, there are people here. I don't believe it. We should have a qualifying question, I guess, just to be fair and order things here. All right, here's the question. Who is or would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency? This question. Let's go to the phones right now. John is on the line. John Matthews from Morgantown, West Virginia. Hey, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm thrilled to be watching the show again.
How do you like all this new technology, John?
Well, you know, it's here and it works. And frankly, I was a little disappointed that your show disappeared from PBS or NPR. So I'm
wherever
very
it
happy
disappeared
to see
from,
it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you much. I haven't exactly reappeared.
Well,
but we have this great technology here that's fabulous. And do you usually watch things on YouTube?
No, I usually don't.
Oh, cool. What do you do in life as we know it, John?
I'm an IT guy at the West Virginia University.
Okay, so this tech is all old hat to you.
Well, I don't usually use the YouTube to watch podcasts like this, but I have a computer. I'm used to it.
Yeah. What do you think our next delivery system should be for What You Know? Should we think about holograms or... virtual reality for the next take?
Maybe Elon Musk has a solution for you.
Yeah. Well, he's a few problems right now with rockets exploding. All right, here's the question. Who was or is or would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency, John?
Okay. The healthiest individual?
Yeah.
This was in the news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Who was, is, or would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency? Don, does that ring a bell?
Well, yeah, it has to be that Trump guy. He's got a letter of recommendation from his doctor that's outstanding.
That's it.
Great.
Or Teddy Roosevelt will accept either answer. All right, John Matthews. And
And this is April. She's very smart.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, April.
If you need any marketing across various platforms, you should talk to her. Do you need that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Two of you work as a team, John, April, have you met? Okay. Said hello. John, will let you take the first category. What would you like from current events? What are they? You know them. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask if they needed them. So those categories are current events, people.
We'll get the hang of this again.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right. John, what would you like?
Let's go with current events.
All right. True or false, 9-year-old Baron Tramp occupies an entire floor in the Trump Tower penthouse. This is the 9-year-old son of the...
April, you read this?
Trump's. Did I say Tramp?
Yeah. Tramp.
I can't read my own writing.
This is Donald Trump's 9-year-old son?
Yeah, Baron.
if I had a son and I could give him his own floor, I would do that.
I think I saw something like that.
Yeah. So you're saying yes?
I'm going to go with yeah. April.
Yes. All right. That's right. 9-year-old Baron Tramp has his own floor. Because they can afford that.
Remaining categories.
The old tower, you know. Why not?
Remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, and odds and ends.
All right. April.
Odds and ends, please.
Odds and ends. Here we go. All right, as far as coffee goes, your genes predispose you to one of the following situations. Is it A, Folgers or Starbucks? B, caffeine need, your need for caffeine? Or C, whether or not it sobers you up?
John, wow. I don't know, Folgers and Starbucks. How about that one? Does that sound good to you?
I don't know. I think caffeine... Some people need it and some people don't.
All right, let's go for that.
Yes, that's right, John.
Good
caffeine
job.
Need. That's the PDSS2 caffeine gene. If you're looking for it, that's where it is.
That's 2 right. The remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, and that's it.
They're on the verge of something here.
Okay. All right.
So,
let's see.
John?
How about science?
Science it is. Brazilian capuchin monkeys have been using stone tools to crack open cashews for how long? Has it been millions, thousands, or 700 years?
Oh, jeez.
Have they been around millions of years? I'm not sure about that.
That's a different question, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we recently got new monkeys, huh?
I don't have answers to those questions.
Oh, well, gee, Ape, well, I don't know. I figure if they're using stone tools, they must have been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
Like thousands of years?
What was the other option?
Millions, thousands, or 700 years. Or about 700 years.
Must be about 700,000, huh?
No, not 700,000, 700 years.
Yeah, I don't like that answer. What do you think, April?
I'm thinking
what if I say 700 years? Now do you like it?
Okay. Go with that.
Well, I'm sorry, April, you have to agree
well,
with me.
Well, you said that so nicely.
Thank you.
That's got to be it.
What?
The 700.
Oh, 700.
Years.
Yes, 700 years. That's, you know, it's a new thing for them. They learned it relatively recently. Congratulations.
Won a genuine cowgirl lunchbox, solid metal with a plastic handle and a vinyl dangle from Seattle's Archie McPhee at McPhee.com. John, entertain family and friends the old-fashioned way with What Do You Know? The Party Game, including questions, cards, audience, and contestants, as well as the always popular Michael Feldman bobblehead. Congratulations to both of you.
Hey, April, you've done it again. Another life-changing event for April. Thank you, John Henning. I'll make sure we get that to you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. So have you been writing a lot of songs, John?
A few.
Until you hurt your back, of course,
yeah.
Chasing ants.
Yeah.
Whoever moved the stove to get ants?
Well...
But if you got enough ants, they could move the stove. See, that would be beautiful.
It seems like they're... I don't know where they are. I'm outside looking for their big hill or hive or what are they
living. Are they red ants or are they black ants?
Oh, those little teeny ones. I think they're not black ants.
So then they're red ants.
I guess so.
I think they just come in two colors.
I guess two colors? These are little teeny ones. I got those. Ants. Do you?
I just kill them one by one.
Oh, there's too many.
I say sorry each time because I really don't like killing them.
I don't either, but I don't like
it. If I was in nature, I wouldn't kill them, and I wouldn't expect something to be squeezing me to death with their fingers.
If they could just go outside and crawl around, I'd be happy.
I know.
Not on my sink and my food area.
Yeah, I know. I just kill them one by one. Yeah. And they seem to back off after a while. I think they sent out like a little advance guard. If you kill the first three or four,
I said, whoa.
Yeah, because then I notice there's a lull. There's a lull in the wall. And they go back in the wall.
There's a lull in the wall.
Yeah. This song here, though.
Oh, we got another song?
What? Yes.
I thought we were done with the... we should have talked this through before
we
did the show.
It's a podcast. Who cares,
okay,
really?
Okay, that's true. Well, I didn't
some
know.
Guy
See, that's what I didn't
a,
know. I thought maybe there was some set times.
Doing Pilates
50
right
minutes.
Now or something. Whatever you do in gyms.
I thought we answered to...
What is Pilates? Do you do Pilates? Jeff does Pilates. What is Pilates? It's like Pontius Pilates, I was thinking, but it's not that.
I have a little routine. It's a combination of yoga and Pilates when I hurt my back. Do a couple
things. Did you put the stove down first?
Put the stove down first,
Did you physically hoist the stove up?
No, I was like twisting it. That's probably the problem. I was twisting it side to side, pulling.
I like it when you do that, though. I don't know why.
And then 10 minutes later, it was like, oh, hello, old friend.
Yeah. Okay. Who were you talking? Which part were you talking to?
My pain in my back.
Oh, okay. You tell me about this song.
Oh, this song. Well, actually, this song, funny you should mention about writing, because this is one of my tunes.
Okay.
I know.
Coincidence that turned out to be. And do you remember exactly, when you write a song, is there like something happens, like a leaf? Falls, you know, at a certain time down at, you know, those leaves. And that's how this song came about.
And that's, I don't really remember how this song came about. It's been so long.
It's a good story. Yeah. It's worth telling.
I mean, it did. I saw some leaves outside, and it's a very sad, stormy day. So this song's called The Joker.
You know, leaf blowers have ruined the whole leaf thing.
They have. I have a neighbor who every Sunday morning at like 8:30 is out there with his leaf blowing machine.
It's like the autumn leaves. Past my window, I'm gonna kill that guy. You know, it's not the same thing. At least used to be, it was transition, and now it's just some.
I never rake
jerk
leaves. Maybe mow over them, but. Yeah.
How many of you actually have leaf blowers? Applaud if you have a leaf blower and can admit it. Okay. How many of you have a leaf blower but would not admit it? Okay. Interesting. Oh, go ahead. Yes. Yeah, so, and the song is called.
Do you want the Spanish name or the English name? The
both,
English
both
name is the English name is the Joker. The Spanish name is Los Chistosos.
Why is that mean? Is that the plural of Joker?
Stephen Colon told me that was what the Joker was in Spanish.
But that's plural.
Well, it could be plural, maybe. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, really, so I'm just going on.
Well, you know that much, don't you? Los is plural.
Well, there's more than one Joker. Maybe philosophically, we're all really just Jokers.
Oh, stop it. Wait.
Thank you.
What Do You Know, a la podcast is hosted and written, where wrote, by Michael Feldman, made possible by the best audience a guy ever had, and would not be possible without John Tulin, Jeff Hammond, Tom Blaine, Aubrey Ralph, Lyle Anderson, Dylan Brogan, Sheila Shigley, our host and doyenne here at the High Noon, Kathy Dethmers, and yours most definitely, Stephanie Lee. Check us out on Facebook, mine a motherload of What Do You Know nuggets at whatdoyouknow.net, follow Michael on Twitter at MyFeldman, and taste the podcast sausage as we grind it at youtube.com/user/whatdoyoutube. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is a PRI podcast. Michael Feldman, producer. You can find us on the PRI site at pri.org/podcast/program-program.
You're a lot more casual in this format.
I'm loosening up.
Thank you all for listening.